We're starting Be'ezus Hashem, Nazir Daf Nun Dalet, and we are going to begin Nun Gimel Amid Beis, about 10 lines up. The last word on the line is Hai Eber Menameis Heichi Dami. And what we were up to was the Mishnah. We're still coming off of the Mishnah on Daf Memtes. The Mishnah was discussing what is the bar for Tumah, where it's different than, of course, a Nazir, it's going to be Seisun the Nazirus. And he becomes a Nazir Tameh, and he has to be Megaleach, and he has to bring the Karbanos, right? Go through the whole process of a Nazir Tameh for Tumas Meis. But the question, as we saw in the Mishnah, the question is, what is the level for Tumas Meis? Is it standard Tumas Meis, or does it have to be a higher level? Meaning, what is the Svara to say that? Because the Pasuk by Nazir says, Dechi Yamos Meis Alav. It specifically says, Yamos Meis Alav. It sounds like it needs a mace, so maybe just not the shear that would normally make you Tumas mace is higher shearim, higher levels. And one of the things, or the thing in the Mishnah that we're in the middle of discussing, was that an Eiver min ha-mace, or an Eiver min ha-chai, sheishal basar karai. So we said that in order to be the first category of the things in the Mishnah, that in order to become a Nazir Tameh, meaning if you are either, it's maga, masa, you touch it, or you carry it, or, meaning if you're not touching it, or Tumas Oil, it would have to be on the Aver. We said it's an Aver that has either an Aver Menachai or Aver Menameis that has Basar Karai, meaning it has the ability to regenerate, to heal itself. It has enough Basar. Okay, and then our Mishnah was, so that was the Mishnah. Now the Gemara asked the Shiloh, and the Gemara wanted to know, what happens if it doesn't have Basar Karai? And the way we explain that in Taisus is, of course, for Tumas Oil, it's very clear. The first category of things in the Mishnah are things that are metame even ba'ayel, meaning if these things are in a house and the person walks into the house, if you have this aver, you have either a mace or a chai that has basar karai, then it's going to be metame ba'ayel. And if it doesn't have basar karai, then it's not going to be metame ba'ayel. Good. But Gemara is coming and asking Shiloh, what happens if it doesn't have basar karai? And we have a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shakish. What that means is, what about Tumas Mana? That was the way Tosfos explained it. So I understand that there's no Tumas Oil. That's a simple diuk from the Mishnah. It's a Pashut Mashmaos in the Mishnah. But the question is, so what about for Tumas Maga? If I touch these things, or if a Nazir touches these things, is even if it doesn't have Basar Karai, is he going to, doesn't have this amount of Basar to for it to be considered as an actual Aver? So then, is it going to be, is the Nazir going to be Megaleach? Rav Yochanan said, ain't a Nazir Megaleach. And again, because that he would say it fits into the simple diak of the Mishnah. Reish Lakish Amar, ha Nazir Megaleach. He would be Megaleach. Why is he Megaleach? According to Reish Lakish, we saw yesterday, because the next Mishnah, which we're going to have in a moment here, lists, it's the counter of all the things in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes. So all in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes was listing what a Nazir would be Megaleach, and then the Mishnah on Nun Dalet is going to list what a Nazir is not going to be Megaleach. And guess what? You know what's missing? Conspicuously missing? We don't have Eiver Min HaChai or Min HaMeis She'ein Alav Basar Karai. So since it's not listed there, so I could say, well, if it's not listed that the Nazir is not going to be Megaleach, so then he will be Megaleach. And I, obviously, like we said, not for oil, but for Mada. Okay, so that was the, that's what we're up to in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Hai Eiver Min HaMeis Heichi Dami.
So again,
you have to be talking. It can't fit into the one of the other categories. You remember in the Mishnah we discussed Al Ames Al Kazayis Min Ames Al Kazayis Neitzel Min Ames Amalei Tavred Rekav Al Shedro Gogolos Al Eiver Min Ames. Okay, so it can't fit into any of the other ones. Meaning it can't have a Chatzikav or any of that size. So that's to be very very small. And so if we're only talking about Tumas Maga, like we're understanding, like Tosfos says that the whole Machlekes, if it doesn't have this Basar Karai, Tumas Maga, if it had bone, if it was etzem kisaira, that would be matama. So it has to be smaller than a sar. So a really teeny tiny aver that doesn't have basar karai. But anyway, so the question is, what we're trying to now, the Gemara is going to go into the source. How do we know? Hai aver min hameis heichi dami. So what is the case of aver min hameis? Okay, so and this is exactly what we're going to be asking. What size? Hai aver min hameis heichi dami. Idis be etzem kisaira. So if it has etzim, if it's big enough, etzim kisa'ira, so then my time of Rav Yechanan. Well, if it's an aver that has etzim kisa'ira, then why would Rav Yechanan say it's not going to be matama be maga? Of course it's going to be matama. So the less bay etzem kasar. If it doesn't have etzem kasar, if it's smaller, so then right, it should be cut and dry. You want to know tumas maga? What if they come onto this Aver Menachai, Sheshel Basar Korai? I don't even have to get into that. Just simply say etzem kasar. If it's bigger than an etzem kasar, then it's metama b'maga. And if it's smaller, then it's not. My time at the Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says like this. So says Reish Lakish, and that really, it doesn't have etzem kasayra, and therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is justified in saying that it wouldn't be metama maga, because it doesn't meet the shear requirements. It doesn't have enough size. However, Reish Lakish, who is still going to hold that it's going to be aser. Why? I'm sorry, that it's going to be metama. Why? Reish Lakish, lo'ilam deles be'etzem kasayra. It does not have etzem kasayra. V'afilu hachi rachmana rabye. Still, the Torah was marbe ditanya. Now, we just learned this last week, Parshas Para. So the pasuk goes through this two different, when we talk about the hazah that has to require a person who becomes, right, what's the afer of the Para Aduma was to do hazah of the Gimel and Zion for somebody who was Tami Meis. And during the pasuk, in the Parsha, the pasuk goes through in two different parts of the Parsha discussing who is this Mei Para for. Who is it going to be Matar? And it lists two categories of things. It lists a category of Oyel, and then a category of Nageya. So we're going to darshan all the things in this pasuk to be Marbe. These things are going to be Matama. Ditanya. The Chol Asher Yiga, the pasuk says, and this is the Oyel portion. This is the part, meaning if a person becomes Tamei because he walked, for instance, the standard cases of oil is if there's a dead body in a house, he walks into the house. So, but we're coming to include other things. Okay, so this is the, like I said, the oil part of the parsha, discussing things that would also be inclusive of tumas meis ba'oil, right? There's different methods to become tummy, like we saw in our Mishnah. There's oil, there's maga, there's masa. So this is in the oil portion. In the pasuk says, v'chol asher yiga al panei ha'sodeh v'chal cherev v'meis. Now, let's darshan this. Al panei hasada, again, why is the pasuk saying that you have to do hazah of the meipara on a person? You have to sprinkle the water on a person who was al panei hasada. What does that mean? Zeha mail al panei hameis. That means if a person is mile on a mace, meaning even on the field, if a person stands over the mace, what do we think? What's a normal case of tumas oil, tumas mace? The guy walks into a house where there's a dead body there. But the pasuk is coming to be marba, they're going to be marba, all these things that you need hazah. All these things fit into the category of tumah. So what is that? Even if you are mahel on a mace out in the field, meaning you didn't go to the house that had the mace, but you were just mahel over him, then you are going to be tummy mace. Bachalal ze aver min hachai. So that's when the pasuk says v'chol asher yigal panei asada bachalal cherev amin mace. So what's bachalal ze aver min hachai v'yesh loy lalo sarucha. That is our case, right? An Aver Menachai that has the ability to have enough basar, that's lalois, that's karoi, right? That's the way we explain karoi, lalois harucha, to regenerate, meaning to heal. Cherev, okay, so the pasuk says, v'chol asher yigal panei ha'sada b'chalol cherev. What's cherev? Cherev, harei zek kecholol. That is the din that a cherev has, the sword, has a din, the sword or cherev that touches a mace, has a din of the mace itself, meaning it's an avi avos hatoma, right? Normally, if a person touches a mace, he becomes an avatoma. The mace itself is an avi avos hatoma, and then the person becomes an avatoma. And if a person becomes an avatoma, so then he has to have azah gimel and zayin. Bachal cherev, that's what the pasuk says. Cherev, that's the din that not even though it's a keli, right? Normally, when something touches, if you have a keli touching a mace. So then, right, so then the keli would become the av, and then the person would become a rishon. Okay, well, if a person can become kamatama from a kli. The point is that a cherev specifically maintains the same level of tumah as the mace itself. It's an avi avos tumah. Okay, oiv mace. Again, we're further darshaning the psukim. Ze aver hanichlal min ames. Okay, that's an aver that got cut off from the mace, right? So it's being marred by both, that both of these things are going to be matama tumas oil, meaning aver. We had it before the two limudim ago was aver menachai. Now we have aver menames. Okay, aver etzem adam. So that is where do we learn aver etzem adam? That is the roiva atzamos. That normally, again, not for nazar purposes. This is a regular case of tuma. What classifies as tuma? So we know in our Mishnah that in order to be mitama for a nazar to be megaleach Tumas Oyel, it had to be Chatzi Kava Tumas. But the pasuk here, again, we're talking about just what is considered Tumah, is Oyva Etzem Adam Zeroyva Atzamais. That is a quarter of a Kav, Roiva, a quarter of a Kav of Atzamais. By the way, Tosfos says that this is just an Asmachta Ba'alma. Okay, he says really that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai.
By the way, this is an asmachta.
Okay, but either way, Vayter in the pasuk, Oyve kever, ze kever sasum. That is a closed kever. Now, what does that mean? That the tumah pierces through, meaning nothing blocks the tumah. So there's different ways of learning this. Mefarish here, Rashi says that what we're talking about is that if you don't have a chalal tefach between the mace and the top of the kever, so then the tumas mace that's in the kever is baikas. It just continues going up. It continues unobstructed. Tosfos learns it a little differently, and he says that we're talking about where you have a tefach, and once you have a tefach, the entire aron, the entire kever, is going to be baikas and not just the makom mace. So let's say you had a small guy in a super large coffin. According to the way Tosfos is explaining it, if you have a tefach of space, then we're going to say that the whole coffin, the whole aron, the whole kever is considered by kas, and the tumah goes up, not just where the person is. Okay? But either way, again, these are the limudim and the psukim. Okay, we're trying to figure out, right? What are we trying to figure out? Let's go. We have to keep track. What are we trying to figure out? We had a question. What happens in our Mishnah if you have a Aver, Minachai, or Minames? That has, what happens if it doesn't have basar koroi? Is it going to be matama b'maga? And the Gemara, right? The Gemara is saying, well, I don't understand. Why is this a machlekes? It should be very simple. It should follow. Well, it depends how big the bone is. If the bone is smaller than a sa'ira, then why is it going to be, then it shouldn't be matama. So Rabbi Yishmael says it's not matama, it's no problem. Rish Lakish says it's smaller, and yet it's going to be time we're going to have a limud. Where do we have this limud? So we haven't seen it yet. We're just going through the psukim. So far, we had the psukim of oil. Now we're going to say v'ilu gabi negia. Now these are the psukim that are telling you, and we're going to learn from these psukim additional things that by touching whatever X, whatever you fill in the blank, the things that we're going to learn, you're going to become tamei meis. V'ilu gabi negia amar Rav Yehuda tanya. That's the din. If you touch an etzem kisa'ira, you become tumameis. Oyvecholol ze'aver hanechal menachai ve'ein boila la'alois arucha. Okay, so now this is going to be nageitas. Why? Means before we were talking about things that were for the oil. Now we're talking about nageya. What's our question? Our question is: what happens if you don't have basar karai? Is that aver going to be matama? So it says oyve cholol ze aver hanechol menachai ve'ein boi lalo sarucha. It does not have enough. It doesn't have enough basar to regenerate. Oyve meis ze aver hanechol menemeis. Again, also it's nechol menemeis, and it doesn't have lalo sarucha. It would follow the same thing. So that's oyve cholol oyve meis. Oyva kever, and that's the end of the pasuk. Amar Yishakir, zeh kever shelifnei hadibur. That is the kever from before Matan Torah. And the way the Mefarish explains this here, Tosfos gives a few different pshatim of what we're talking about. Meaning what we're saying is we're being marbe tumah. We're saying that even a kever that was lifnei hadibur. Okay, now what, like I said, the Mefarish says, kloy mishra, evi kechav metama b'maga, that goyim are metama b'maga, even though they're not metama b'oyel, meaning kivri over the chachamim are not metama ba'il, only binagia by touching it. And what's the point? The point is v'chol shehaya kaidem adibur kaidem matan Torah bein shalavi chachamim bein shal yisrael kari lekever benayach. So the point is, it's coming to say that oive kever is that kever shalafnei adibur, that's kever of goyim or of a yisrael that came before matan Torah, that would be in the category of not tumas ayel but tumas Nageya. Again, these are the psukim where we're coming to be marbe oy nageya. We call nageya be'etzma v'chalal kever. Okay, so fine. Now, hi aver menames hechi dami. So now we're going to figure right. What's aver menames? Idi is be'etzim kisayra haino nageya be'etzim. So in these psukim, right? What did we say? We said v'chal nageya be'etzma v'chalal be'etzim ze'etzim kisayra v'chalal ze'aver nechal menachai avames aver nechal menames. So again, if you're telling me that it has edis be'etzim kisayra, hainu negei be'etzim, el, the less be'etzim kisayra, mafilo achi rachmano rabiei. Okay, so there is the riboy, meaning Reish Lakish says that I can't, when I have a specific riboy telling me that a etzem that has a bone that, that an aver hanechlal min hamace, that an aver that falls off of a mace is going to be metama. And I also have a riboy telling me etzem kesaira. So if the Aver already had an etzem kesaira, it had that shear for tumah, then I wouldn't need to be marba aver anechal min ames. Why am I marba? Elamai is saying that even if it doesn't have Reish Lakish says it's a ribui. Amalach Rav Yechanan writes, now the problem is, what's Rav Yechanan going to do with this? Amalach Rav Yechanan la'olam, no, de isbe, it has etzem kesaira. V'im'ena inyan l'magoy, teneu in l'masoy. Ah, you want to know why we're marba? Really? Again, Rav Yechanan holds that if it doesn't have the shear etzem kesa'ira, then it's not going to be metama. He doesn't hold to this riboy. What does he hold to this riboy? He's coming to tell me that etzem kesa'ira, as referenced by Eber HaNechom and Ames, and it has etzem kesa'ira, that it is going to be metama for what? Masa. Not, again, we've said there's three tumas. There's oil and there's maga. The pasuk where we're coming to be marbe these things on why you do hazah, gimel, and zayin, explains things, it includes things that have tumas oil and tumas maga. It doesn't discuss masa. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what I'm going to use that pasuk for? You had a whole question that why is the pasuk coming to tell me that by nageya, by touching, that you can become tamei by touching an aver nechal min ames. If it's esem kisaira, you're going to be tamei because it's esem kisaira. No, I'll tell you why. It's coming to tell me not negea, but rather masa. It's coming to tell me that even if you carry an esem kisaira as manifested by an aver nechal min ames, then again aver. And I want to just be clear: aver nechal min ames she'ein alav basar. Right? What did it say? What did we say? We said ve'ein boy lalo sarucha. Ha'ivel anechal menachai ve'imel lalo sarucha. Ibe meis doesn't have. It doesn't have enough. Okay. So again, I just want to go back before we go back to the two dots. Again, we started really yesterday, coming off of our Mishnah, which discussed this idea that a nazir would be megaleach both oil maga and masa for an aver that was nechal menameis, aver that came off of a mace, or aver menachai. That was tumas oil, and that's clear from the Mishnah that if it doesn't have, again, what's the if it's an aver that comes off a meis or a chai, if it has basar koroi, which we said, meaning that it could heal itself, it has enough basar to heal, so then it's going to be matama ba'oil. If it doesn't, then it's not going to be matama ba'oil. We had a question. What happens if it doesn't have enough basar? Will it be matama b'maga? Rabbi Yochanan says that ein anozer megalei achaleim, meaning it's not going to be matama b'maga. Nazir is not going to be Megaleach. And Reish Lakish said he will. We asked, if so, well, I don't understand, because it should really be no different than Etzem Kesaira. If it has the shear of Etzem Kesaira, then of course, by touching it, the Nazir should Megaleach. And if it doesn't, then it shouldn't. And we said, no, really, it doesn't. Why does Reish Lakish still say that a Nazir is going to be Megaleach? Because we have a special riboy of the Pasuk where it said, again, even though it doesn't have enough, it's still going to be another would be Megaleach. Again, Reish Lakish said the reason was because it wasn't listed in the Mishnah of the things that another isn't going to be Megaleach. But again, how do I know? I learn it from a limud that even though it doesn't have Etzem Kesaira, says Reish Lakish, even though it doesn't have Etzem Kesaira, it's still going to, another would still be Megaleach, it's going to be Metama. Now, Umazes, okay, so let's go weiter. So the Mishnah said, Umaza b'shishu v'shvi v'soyser. So all the things listed back in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes that a Nazir is Megaleach would also be soyser, like we explained. So you have to, meaning you become a Nazir Tameh, which means that Yamim Rishonim Yiplu, your soyser, the days of Nazirus that you kept. You have to bring on day seven, you have to be Megaleach, and you would have to bring the Karbonos. Now in between, meaning, since you're Tamei Meis, you'd have to be Mazeh, Shlishi, and Shvi. Okay? So now the Gemara wants to know, Ibayolu, Hadak Tani Ad She Yitar. So when the Pasuk says, when the Mishnah says ad sheyiter, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the following. It said al elu hanazir megaleach. All these things listed in the Mishnah. Umaze b'shishi u'bashvi, and you have to do hazah on the third day and the seventh day, like any tamei meis. V'soyser es hakodmin. It's going to be soyser the original days of the nazirus. Ve'enay maschil limnois ella ad sheyiter. You can't restart counting, right? We know Yavam Shem Yiblu, so you have to recount. You can't restart counting Ela Ache Yitar Umevi as Karbanosav and bring your Karbanos. Okay, so what is now we're trying to ask Ibailu, how the Tani Ad She Yitar, that when can you restart counting? Is it Bishvi Ikai Ad the Avid Har of Shemesh? Meaning, is it on the seventh day after you do Har of Shemesh? Umani Ribalazar he. And it is Rabbi Elazar Shita, meaning Rabbi Elazar held, if you remember, we go back to Daf Yud Ches, Rabbi Elazar said that you are maschil umayna miyad, okay, meaning that you start counting on the seventh day as soon as you become tar, as soon as you finished. Oidilma bishmini kai, or are we talking about the eighth day, umayad ad she yitter, ad she yavi karbonosav, right? If you go back to the Mishnah, again, if you could read the Mishnah, it says Ve'ena Maschil Limnos Ela Ad Sheyitar. So you could either comma, right, pause there, Ad Sheyitar, which would sound like what? As soon as you did the Hazan on day seven, that would be Rabbi Elazar. That's when you could start counting. Oh, umevi es karbonosav, and then bring your karbonos. Or you could say Ve'ena Maschil Limnos Ela Ad Sheyitar umevi es karbonosav, that you can't start counting until you bring your karbonos. And that's essentially what we're asking. Umani Rabbanani. So the Gemara says, Tashema, you're right. From that Mishnah, depending on where I pause, I can learn either way. When do I start counting my Nizirus, my replacement Nizirus? Is it on the seventh day or eighth day? Can't tell from our Mishnah, but from the Seifa, I can. Tashema, Mitani Seifa, Maschil Umoine Miyad. It says that you start counting immediately. So what does that mean? Again, a Nazir, for all the things listed in the next Mishnah, a Nazir is not going to be Megaleach. So what is the din if a nazir is not going to be lech? Let's say you become tameh, tumas, and you have to have you're tameh meis, but you just don't have the nazir shear. For instance, roiva kava vatsama is not chatzi kava vatsama. So now you're tameh meis, you still have to do azah gimel and zayin. So what is the status of those days? Well, we said it's not yiplu, meaning those days don't count towards your naziris. Like a mitzvah mochel, like we're going to see. Those days just simply don't count towards your naziris. But they're not going to be soyser your naziris. So what we're saying is that after you go, after day seven, after you get the hazah, gimel and zayin, then maschol amayna miyad, you could immediately resume counting. So if in the seifa case where you're not soyser, it says you can immediately resume counting, what does that mean? So you have to say, if in the Seifa made it a point to say, start counting immediately after day seven, meaning immediately after Hazah of day seven, after your Tar, so then it must be that in the Reisha, right, we're contrasting Reisha and Seifa, it says, Aleilu, right? What did it say? On these things, Maschol Amayna Miyad. So in the Reisha, Ma'ad Sheyitar, Ad Sheyavi Karbonosav, Umani Rabbanon, we have to say that the Reisha is Rabbanon, Darmi Naziris to Tahara, Ad Shmini Leichailo, that you cannot start counting until the eighth day. And the way to read the last part of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Des would be Veinim Maschalimnas Ela Ache Yitar Umevi Karbonosav. You cannot start counting until you've completed the Hazav Gimel and Zayin and brought your carbon on the eighth day.
So okay. The growth of his hair is going to have like 37 days of growth of hair, or he has to add that.
No, the Giluach is day seven. Giluach is day seven.
But this interrupts in the middle.
No, there's no Giluach over here. One second. When are you saying this? The Seifa?
The Toma.
Yeah, okay, yes. But in the Reisha, the case that we're coming off of, yes. But he doesn't do Giluach until day seven. Mm-hmm. That happens after the Hazah day seven. Now we're just asking, when can he start counting as Nazirus? Is it day seven or day eight? So we brought a Raya from the Seifa. The fact that in the Seifa it said that you start counting on day seven, essentially after your Hazah of day seven, so then it must be then in the Reisha, you don't start counting until maybe Karbonosav, until day eight, meaning until you bring your Karbonos. Okay, so like I said, as promised, the Mishnah here is going to be contrasting. We had mentioned a bunch of things. What is the bar where Nazir is going to be Megaleach? Now we're going to learn it the other way. Aval, right, we're coming off of. But, so all those things in Nazir would be Megaleach. However, the following things in Nazir won't be. Aval, Hasachachos, those are overhangs. The Gemara will go into that. We'll explain it in the Gemara. Ubeis HaPras, we've had Beis HaPras a lot of times. That is, if you have a field where there's a kever lost somewhere in there. So again, these are cases of Safek Toma. The Eretz HaAmim. So what is Eretz HaAmim? That is, meaning outside, that's Chutz La'aretz. And we'll see, the Gemara is going to shtel on Eretz HaAmim. We're going to go into it. But Eretz HaAmim, there's could be a couple different reasons why, there are a couple different reasons why we were geyser. Meaning there's Mishum Avira, and the Gemara is going to ask, well, you know, we'll explain it in the Gemara. But Eretz HaAmim, meaning Chutz La'aretz, Rabbanon gave it a din of, that it's Tameh. Okay, Safek Tumah, it's a din. The Rabbanon gave it a din Tumah. So again, these are all, so far, these are things that Aval HaSechoychas, Vaparois, Vabes HaPras, Vaeretz HaAmim, these are all Tumah, the Rabbanon. VeHaGoylel VeHaDoifek. So what is Goylel and Doifek? This is Machlekes all over Shas. What is Goylel and Doifek? Rashi holds that Goylel is the top of the Aron, and Doifek is the sides of the Aron. Tosis and the Rabbeinu Tami brings it down over here, holds that it is Goylel is the matseva, and Doifek is the havanim shal the matseva nishanas b'hem. So Tosfos holds, meaning that the tombstone, that the Goylel is a tombstone, and then the Doifek, there's two stones, one at the beginning, one at the end, that hold the, that are under the tombstone. So that's what he holds Goylel and Doifek is. Revi is dam. This is Revi is dam, meaning a quarter lug of dam. V'oyel. So again, these things are all, these are tameh, but oyel, meaning somebody who touches the oil of a mace. That's the way the Mefarshim explained this. The roiva atzamos and roiva atzamos. Again, these are tameh mace. The kalim anagim the mace, and kalim that touch a mace. Okay, so this one's a little bit complicated. What is kalim that are touching a mace? So the way Tosfos learns is that we're talking about a kli that is made out of wood, and if a person touches the kli that's made out of wood while the kli is touching the mace, so then he's going to be tummy tumas mace. He's going to have hazaz, gimel, and zayin, but a nazir is not going to be megaleach. Okay, why not? In other words, even though he's fully tummy mace, and Tosfos says because the pasuk says dechi yamos mace alav amra taira, meaning the Torah specifically says it has to be a mace. And this is, yes, you're touching a kli, and the kli is touching the mace, but it's not a mace. And therefore, yes, you're tummy tumas mace, but it's not the level for nazir that we need for a nazir to megaleach. It's not the actual mace. Now, we contrast this, like I said, Tosfos says it has to be talking about a wood keli. Because if it was a metal keli, we just learned chayav arayei chachol, right? Which means that a metal kli would have the status, not everybody agrees this, but this is the way Tosfos learns it, that a metal kli would have the status of the mace itself, and therefore you can't say that it's not b'chi amos mace alav. It is mace. Okay? Now, ubi mace sefuroi, ubi mace gemaroi. So what is this talking about? These are talking about a nazir. So like we know, and we'll have to understand this here, that a nazir, we're going to go into this, this is ubi mace sefuroi, ubi mace gemaroi is a metzaira. So if you have a nazir, who is a metzaira? So the din of a metzaira is also tameh, right? We know metzaira kemeis, but yet, so he is tameh. What's the process of metzaira? That if he, so there's three levels, and I want to kind of go into this because we're going to have to differentiate between the different statuses. So the process, I would say, for a metzaira is that a metzaira sees something, let's say on his guf, on his body. He goes to a kohen. He says, "Kain nega ni nirali," right? So he says, "I have some sort of nega," and the kohen looks at it. And what is the first thing he's going to do? Quarantine, right? Yemei eskirai. So days of quarantine. He's going to go into quarantine. Then let's say after a week they see that the nega had grown. So then he's going to be a metzaira mochlot, what we call mochlot. Okay, and that would be Yimei Gemaroi. That's Mitzvah Mochlot. What's Yimei Sefaroi? That's the day's counting. Meaning, so now after the Nega goes away, so again, there's quarantine, then if the Nega spread, then you would be Mitzvah Mochlot, confirmed. And then after the Nega goes away, then you begin the process of Tahara. What's the process of Tahara? There's actually two Taglachas. You do Giluach on the first, right, b'yom, you do giluach. He waits. This is hazah. He does giluach, and then he has to bring He waits 7 days. So again, after the nega is done, he begins a count of 7 days. So there's a taglachas there, and then he begins a count of 7 days b'tahara. After which he's going to bring kapara. It's going to be a second taglachas. Okay. So those are the yemei sifara. Those are the days where he counts. The matzara has to count out essentially 7 days to become tahar. So what we're saying is that yemei sifara, we make gemara of a matzara, meaning muchlat, and the days after when you no longer have the tumah of a matzara anymore, but you're counting out, meaning you no longer have the nega, those would still be considered al elu ein nazar megaleach. So for those things, a nazar is not going to be megaleach, meaning. And I just wanted to point out here that Tosfos says that we have to have both Sefarai and Gemarai, meaning we have to have both of these days. Because if you would have just said the Yemei Sefarai, then you would have thought maybe the Yemei Gemarai will be, meaning a Metzaira Mukhlat will be Saisa the Naziris. So the key point here is that not only is Yemei Sefarai, meaning the later days, not going to cause Tumah that is going to be Megaleach, but the Yemei Sefarai will as well. And what's the Chiddush? Why did it have to say Yemei Sefarai? The Havamina would be that Yemei Sefarai, since they're not like the days of Tomei Mukhlat, that those days should count as well. And I want to point this out, that it's important. We said if you're not for the, like we have the Mishnah on Mem Tes. We had the bar for a nazar to be megaleach. If there were things where a nazar wasn't going to be megaleach, then what we said was, what's the difference? If the nazar is megaleach, it's going to be seisa the naziris. If the nazar is not megaleach, he just can't count those days towards the naziris. But it's not going to be actually seisa the naziris. Okay. So then again, al elo ein nazar megaleach. All these things a nazar is not megaleach. Umaze b'shlishu b'shvi, and he will have to do hazah on the third day and the seventh day. And Tosfos already points out here, he's going to give us a preview for the Gemara. Luckily, the Gemara is only a few lines on Amud Beis, but it's going to be a preview that this Mazah B'Shisha B'Shvi is not going on every single one of these cases listed here. Okay, Be'ena Seisar is HaKoidmin. It's not going to be Seisar the earlier days. Umas Chilomayna Miyad. Okay, meaning that wherever you stop counting, that's where you pick up your count. That's the flip side of Einus Seisar Es HaKoidmin, Maschel Umayna Miyad. And Rashi points out, he says a problem over here, that if you remember, one of these things was what? Eretz Ha'amim. That was one of the things here we're saying, that a Nazir, he's Tameh, right? The Rabbanon, Gezer Tumah, that's a Tumah Rabbanon, going to Chutz La'aretz, in the middle of Yeniziris, what's that case? He goes, in the middle of this Yeniziris, he goes to Chutz La'aretz, right? She nazar be'eretz uvaseich minizirasa yatzam v'nechnas eretz ha'amim ein nazar megaleach. Rashi says, hold on a second. I don't understand. Remember we had, not too long ago, Daf Yud Tes, Machlokes Beshamim Beis Hillel, story with Helene Amalka, right? That if you leave, if a person takes on Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep either 30 days or you have to re-keep, according to Beshamai, the whole amount of your Naziris. So how could we say that you can just pick up and count? You went to Chutz La'aretz. So he points out, he says, the Mefarish here says, that there's a difference. Right? Sorry, I got it wrong. Beishamai holds you just keep 30 days, and Beis Hillel says you have to re-keep the whole thing. But either way, it says, that Iker Naziris is supposed to be taking place in Eretz Yisrael. That's a penalty because you took on a Naziris in Chutz La'aretz. Here we're talking about you took on the Naziris in Eretz Yisrael. You just went out of town. You went to Chutz La'aretz. You had to go. You went to Chutz La'aretz for a couple of days. So again, our Mishnah is discussing all these things. You are Tameh. Midrabbanon, the Rabbanon were Gezer Tumah in Chutz La'aretz. You are Tameh. But it's not going to be Seisa the Naziris, so you essentially pause your Naziris while you're Tameh. You go, once you become Tar, then you resume your Naziris. And that's what we're saying. Now, right, so Maschol, Mayim Yad, the carbon Einla. It's not going to have a carbon. Again, it's not going to be Seisa, it's not going to be carbon. You are not, you may be a Nazir who is Tameh, but you're not a Nazir Tameh. Okay, you may be a Nazir who happens to be Tameh, so those days you can't count, but you're not a Nazir Tameh. It's defined by the process of a Nazir Tameh, meaning that it's Seisar, that you have to do Taglachas on day 7, that you have to bring those three Karbanos, which is an Oil and Chatas, birds, and an Asham Behema. Okay, now Be'emes Amru. Be'emes Amru. Yemei Hazav Vahazava. The Yemei Hezgira Shal Metzera. Hare Elu Oilin Loi. So a Zav and Zava. Okay, so we just said all these Tumas, those days essentially pause your Naziris. They don't count. You pause your Naziris. So Be'emes Amru is coming to say, and Rashi says it's halacha l'moshim yisinai, that the Yemei Hazav and Zava, even though you're Tameh, you're Nazir, but it's only what? Tumas Mace. That's a problem. Or Tumas Mace would be Saiser, or any Tumas Mace, if it didn't hit the bar to be Saiser, would pause your Naziris, like Mitzayra would pause your Naziris, meaning those days don't count if you're a Mitzayra Mochlet. However, if you're a Zav or a Zava, or Yemei Hizgirai, the quarantine days. Remember we explained the process of Mitzayra? We said the quarantine days, those do count. It's only the Yemei, Chalutai, and Sefarai. Once you're a confirmed Mitzayra, the days you're a Mitzayra, those days do count towards Naziris. And Tosfos just points out that the quarantine days, when you're in quarantine, Hesker, it could go either way, right? You go to a Kayin, he locks you up, and then we see if it stays the same, or it's Keha, or it weakens, and it goes away. So then, if you're Torah, that's what Tosfos says, that's the Yemei Hesker that count for Yemei Naziris. But if it turns out that you were a Mitzayra Mochlat, if you actually had it, then those Hesker days, Tosfos says, don't count. Okay. Anyways, so let's just come to define two things. We're going to ask one Shaila, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. But what are the two things we're defining? The first two things were Aval Hasachachos Vaparois. Those are overhangs. So, Gzak the Gemara, Ve'elohain, meaning these are the things that a Nazir is Tameh, but it's not going to be Tosfos in the Naziris. Ve'elohain, Hasachachos, Elon HaMesach, that's a tree that overhangs into a public area, meaning that, and I'll just read, Tosfos says, Midarais alav oil ma'alya, that a tree is not really an oil ma'alya, sha'anafim rechikim zeh mizeh, because the leaves are far apart from each other, ve'ein bohem poseach tefach, it doesn't have a tefach, so it's not really ma'al, af ki yesh bevadek k'zayis min ha'meis, tachas achas mehem, even if there was a k'zayis min ha'eit of the mace under this tree, u'min ha'tayra tahar, okay, so it's an overhanging, since you don't technically have an oil, the Rabbanon were geyser, that an elon that overhangs, if there's tuma under the elon somewhere, then a nazir goes under it, even though midaraisa, it's not going to be considered a real oil, still the Rabbanon were geyser. And then what is uparois? Those are hayotzes menageder. Again, Tosfos explains that those are avonim hayotzes menageder. So same idea, that you have some sort of dead body, and under one of the avanim, the chachamim were geyser tuma for anybody that goes under any of the avanim of this wall. So if you have on a wall, you have overhang of stones, and under one of the stones you have a mace. He goes under any of the other stones, the rabbanim were geyser tuma. Now, eretz ha'amim. So we said we're going to explain what is the reason. What is the tumas eretz ha'amim? So ibayelo. Eretz ha'amim rishum avira gazu aleha. So what is the reason for the tumah? Is it because of the avir, the air of the chutz la'aretz? Oidoma mishum gusha, or is it the ground? Now what does this mean? So what this means is like this, that there were different reasons, various different reasons, and at different times, the Gemara and Shabbos went through that the Rabbanon were gozer tumah at different times, the tumas eretz ha'amim. So, but the two reasons we're going to focus on that fit into these two shilas, the shiloh of the Gemara, of the two possible reasons, which one is Eretz Ha'amim? Is it Avira, which means the air, which means inherently the Rabbanan created a Gezerah because they didn't want people to leave Eretz Yisrael. So they said, if you go to Chutz Arts, you're going to be Tameh. But it's not because we have any specific chashash, or mishum gusha, or is it because of the ground? Meaning, are we concerned that you have, like we saw earlier on the top of Nun Dalet, right? We were marred by the Psukim. What did we say? We said one of the things that the Pasuk came to be marbe, the kever, is a kever shalofne hadibar, right? That's kever akam. That could be tummy, right? So the question is it mishum gusha that we're afraid that the goyim bury their bodies wherever they want, or as Tosfos says, maybe because of the mesei hamabel? But the point is, there could be etzem kisaira body parts anywhere in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it's a real concern of Tuma. Again, it's Suffolk, so the Rabbanon were geyser, even though we say normally Suffolk Tuma versus Harabim is Sfeikai Tahar. Here, the Rabbanon were geyser, Mishum Gush, they were geyser and said Tumah. Okay, but that would be more real. Meaning Avir, it's not really Tumah. Basically, what they told you was, we don't want, the Rabbanon, because they didn't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael, said, if you leave Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be Tameh. But it's not a real Tumah. So isn't Mishum Avira, and the way we think about this is it's not like a real Tumah, it's just a Gzeira Tumah. Or Mishum Gusha, is there a real fear of Tumah? Again, it's just a Suffolk. It's a Gzeira, it's a Suffolk, because maybe there'll be an Etzim Kesaira there, but it would be more real, it would be more tangible. Huh? Yeah, we remember it. We just had it on Daftam and Dalet, right? We said when we darshan the pasuk by Negev Batsim Bechalo, what did it say? Avimeis Zeiber and Achalot Avi Kever Zekever Shalifnei Hadibar. That's either meaning we said it's even a Yisrael before Matan Torah, but it would be the same thing for a guy. So Ibayiluhu Eretz Amim Mishum Avira Gazrul La Mishum Gusha Gazrul La. Right. The way to think about it is it Avira like a Leichta Tuma? It's not a real Tuma. The Rabbanon gave you a status number, or is Mishum Gusha, do we have a real concern of Tumah? Tashima. Well, let's see. Our Mishnah says Umaza Bishishu Vashvi, that you have to do Hazah on the third day and the seventh day, right? So our Mishnah was listing a bunch of things. Yes, a Nazir is not going to be Megaleach, but you are Tameh Meis. You have to be Maza Gimel and Zayin. V'i Amit Mishum Avira Hazah Lamali. Well, if it's just Avira, then why would you have to do Hazah? And the way I'll read the words of the Rush. He says, "Lo gazra alei mishum tuma ela chumra ba'alma hichmiru aleha kidei shele yatsa adam me'eretz l'chutz laretz." It's not a real tuma. They just created. They called it a tuma. What was the point? Kidei shele yatsa me'eretz l'chutz laretz in kain Hazah lamali. It's not mistaber to say that Rabbanim would go so far to say that you need Hazah. If you're telling me it's Mishum Gusha, it's because of some real concern of Toma. Okay, so then I could understand, on the Tzad, if we're concerned, on the Tzad, and we're going to say you're Tameh, so then do Hazah, because on the Tzad that you actually are Tameh, then you have to do Hazah. So, Imishum Avira Hazah Lamali, Elala Mishum Gusha. So it must be that it's Mishum Gusha. So the Gemara says, not. Like, La'oy Lamei Melach Mishum Avira. Really, it could even be Avira. V'chikatani Asha'ara. By the way, when the Mishnah says that you have mazeh on the third day and the seventh day, it doesn't necessarily mean every single one of these things listed in the Mishnah. Meaning, it could be, I understand that we said, that was the fourth thing listed in the Mishnah, and it said, that you do hazah on this person, but it's not necessarily including every single case, and maybe this is, maybe this is an exclusion. Again, on the tzad, we have a shiloh. We don't know. Eretz ha'amim isn't Mishum Avira, Mishum Gusha. Mistabra, we said if it's Mishum Avira, then you wouldn't do Hazah. And then the Hazah, when it said in the Mishnah, Al Elu, Maze, Beshlishi, Ubashvi, it wouldn't be including this case. If you say Gusha, then it could be. And by the way, says the Gemara, Hachanan Mistabra, Taka makes sense. Midiktani, meaning that every single case where you have Tumas Meis would not be included in Hazah, Gimel, and Zayin, or I would say this better. Every single case that the Mishnah listed where a Nazir is not going to be Megaleach, but there is some form of Tumah, is a better way I would say this, that you're not going to do Hazah. Midiktani v'kelim hanagayim b'meis. Because what did we list in the Mishnah? It's kelim hanagayim b'meis. Hani kelim b'nei Hazah ninun. Are kelim subject to Hazah? Okay. Now, the way to explain this is a little bit complicated. Because the way we explain Kelim Hanagim B'meis, it sounds like the Keli is touching the mace. Well, if the Keli is touching the mace, then it would need Hazah, Shlishi, and Shvi, even if it was a wood Kli, the way we explained it. Okay? So the way you have to explain this is that Hanikim B'nei Hazah Ninu, that we're saying that let's say the person touched the Kli after the Kli touched the mace. So then, what would be the status of the person? The Kli, at this point, now has, the Kli becomes an Av, Hatoma, meaning if it's not Matechefs, if it's wood, so then the Kli becomes an Av Hatoma, and the person who touches it becomes a Rishon Hatoma. And he's not going to have Azal, Gimel, and Zayin. Now, even though when we explained it in the Mishnah, we explained that we were talking about that the person touches the Kli while the Kli is touching the mace, but the Mefarshim explained that it has to be nichlal all cases of this Kli. And therefore, again, if the Mishnah is talking about a case where a person touches a Kli, Well, you can't tell me that a person touching a kli in every situation is going to require hazag gimel and zayin, because he's only a rishon. Of course, it's not going to be as it's only tumas erev. He only becomes tummy for that day, and he's a rishon. So el ishma mina asha ara. So we see that when the Mishnah says mazeh b'shlishi b'shvi, it's not necessarily talking about every instance listed in the Mishnah, and therefore, again, maybe Eretz Ha'amim could be that it's only Mishnah Mavira, and you're right, you're not Mazah Shishi Vishvi, but like we said, every case in the Mishnah is not necessarily when the, just because the Mishnah said Al Elu, Ein Anazer Megaleach, Mazah Shishi Vishvi, it's not necessarily going on every single case in the Mishnah.